Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Yehoshua Baka Ben Liwi Ben Israel, here to bring, I pray, with a clarity in the meaning behind Jeremiah 51. Is modern day America ancient Babylon? And what we see by the evidence in this chapter is looking convincingly so. Okay, so we left off at verse 32. And now we're going into verse 33. And before I get started, I guess I better thank and give thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. May his name be blessed, and may my words be blessed in this sharing of knowledge. And I pray that it reach everyone's ears and opens up the minds of people. Okay, so let's get started. Verse 33. Hallelujah. For thus said the Most High of hosts, the power of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Look at that. Right? Verse 33 says, how did we get to this? Right? It says, for thus said the Most High of hosts, the power of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. I thought that we was talking about Babylon and not the daughter of Babylon. What is a daughter of something or anything or anybody? It is the offspring. And once again, we are in a nation that's like the daughter of Egypt, the daughter of Babylon, and I guess any other nation, right, that has led, that has kept us captive. Because we were captives in ancient Babylon. Right? So what is the Most High saying here? The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It's like a threshing floor. What is a threshing floor? In the Buller Bible, it says it's a floor, a place, barn floor, corn floor, threshing place, a level place. Wow. A level place. Leveled. Right? Made smooth. Now, in all these cities in America, we have all these buildings. It's not smooth. It's built up. But the Most High says it will be like a threshing floor. It will be made level. Buildings destroyed, brought down. Placed before the gates of cities elsewhere called. Then it gives a Hebrew word, which I don't know what that is. Okay? Especially used of a floor on which corn is trodden out. The produce of the floor, threshed corn. O my people, Isaiah 21:10. It takes us to, O people of my country who are now trodden down and broken like grain on a floor. Look at that. The people are broken. Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, will be a place where people are trodden down and broken like grain on a floor. You know that's old saying, we're going to crush you. Going to beat you. Right? So they're going to be beaten and crushed. A place where wheat is crushed. Threshing floor. What does threshing mean? To separate seed from a harvest plant mechanically, to separate seed in this way, to strike repeatedly. Wow. Okay. And let's see. And in this word is interesting because it has two letters in the Hebrew that deals with the mind, the resh and the nun. Both deals with your mind. So once again, the Most High is going to crush their minds. Okay. And it is time to thresh. It is time to thresh her yet a little while. Okay, so what does that word mean? Very interesting. It's common sense, right? What do you do on a threshing floor? You thresh. So what does this word mean in the Hebrew? Tread, bend, right? Bending people to the will of the Creator. Bent, lead. Wow, look at that. Archer, tread down. Come, go, threader, thread upon. Walk, drew, lead forth, guide. Thread out, go over, shoot, and thresh. How do all these words have something to do with shooting somebody? Get here. See archer? See shoot? What are these words in here that got to do with leadership? Lead. Guide. Lead forth. We know that we aren't going to take these people captives, some of them. But the ones who refuse to go peacefully, what does it say is going to happen to them? Thread down. Thread upon. Walk over. Sounds like someone's going to take a beating, a loss. And that's why you see the word lead and lead forth in here, and bend and bent. What happens to get, what you have to do to get people to follow you as a leader? They're going to have to bend to your will. And it says some of them will because the word bent is here. Some of them are going to be bent. Right? Some of them are going to have to be forced. Okay, so what an interesting verse, right? It says a lot. Let's see what it says in a lexicon. It says, the outline of biblical usage. It says to thread, bend, lead, march. Look at that, right? When you take people captive, you're going to march them where they need to go. You see what I'm saying? You just can't read the King James Version in the English. You're going to have to look in the Hebrew to see what these words actually mean. Who would have thought the word march dealt with threshing? I guess you could say it can because I guess they walked over the grain. But we talking about people. Okay, to thread on, thread upon, to thread, to a press, bend, archer, bow, benders, to thread with the feet, to trample. Look at that. To rub, beat, and pound. To thread down enemies as if they were grapes. Look at that. Sounds nasty, doesn't it? Well. Comparing what they did to us, maybe that's something that's deserving. You know, where did the term gator bait come from? It's because they used to feed our newborn babies to alligators. So, you know, like I said, you reap what you sow. And here we are repeating the words of the Creator, where he says it's going to be Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, is going to be like a threshing floor. Right? And the time of her harvest shall come. And the time of her harvest shall come. Look at that, right? Harvest. What do you do when you're harvesting? You're collecting the crop for consumption. Crop. What is harvest or reaped? Time of harvest. Harvest. Corn harvested. Reapers. Right. There you go. You reap what you sow. What does the root mean? Reap, reaper, shorten, shorter, discouraged. Wow. Loathed and straightened. How did those words get in there? If we're talking about harvesting. Discouraged, of course, definitely deals with the mind. Where is your mind at? If you're discouraged, you have been defeated mentally, right? The Most High is going to soften the battlefield for us. Discouraged. They're not going to fight. They're not going to want to live. Okay, loathed. What does that mean? And straightened. Oh, boy, the Most High is just... It's amazing how these words make so much sense to us today. We are watching prophecy being unfolded before our eyes. Loathe means to dislike greatly and often with disgust or intolerance, detest. How many people that's not Hebrews, how many people are like, you know, the African, what do you call that? The African way of thinking, the Egyptologists, how much they preach hate. Do you understand that? Me as a Hebrew, I don't hate them. I just know what needs to be done. If the Most High says this is going to happen, this is going to happen. That don't mean I'm going to be one out there trampling on people to make grape juice out of them. But, you know, when the scriptures talk about those that hate you, I can see picking up arms against people like the Ku Klux Klan, the neo-Nazis, and all those white hate groups. That's not going to go quietly. They're going to fight to the death. They're going to want to fight to the death. You know, the police that shoot us down daily. I don't have any trouble with picking up arms against them. But the people who love the Most High, even if they're white, Chinese, or whatever, you can be on our side. You can be on my side. Hate is such a negative emotion. But the reason these people hate them so much is because they really take to heart the tragedies that we have been put through here. I mean, and you want to talk about on a high spiritual level, how we know these people are not reincarnated souls that the Most High brought back to get their vengeance. How we know they're not? So we can't really judge them either, right? Right. But the Most High said, this is going to happen. These people hate white people. You know, how could you not have some kind of hatred if you was in your living room and the police broke into your house and shot your daughter in the head? There's cases like that. And you watch him on TV not go to jail. He can get put on desk duty and get paid vacation. Would that cause you to hate that person? Hate that system? Right. abhor, abominate, despise, detest, hate. Okay, so this word, harvest, deals with hate. Reaping what you sow. The Most High is going to what? Straighten it out. Because that's one of the words in the translation count. He's going to straighten this out. How else are we supposed to get at peace when you got all these hate groups shooting us down in the street? The only possible way is to let people get their revenge. Create the balance. Yeah, that's how you do it. Okay, so what is the word? Outline of biblical usage says to be short, be impatient, be vexed, be grieved. We talk about the word harvest. How we go from picking plants to being loathed and discouraged and straightened and impatient and to be short, be vexed and grieved. I didn't see that before I read that. I just looked same time I read it. To be short, be impatient, be vexed, be grieved. That sounds like us in this 400 years. So what you reap is what you sow. What you sow is what you reap. Their actions are going to be put right back on their head. When you be in short with somebody, what does that mean? You don't pick plants when they're short. You pick them when they're mature. Although that genetic and whatever plant, it might be short. But you know what I mean. To be short with somebody means you have an attitude with them. You don't want to talk to that person. You don't want to be around that person. So you be short. Okay, so it says next, to reap harvest, to reap harvest, to reap harvest. It says from the primitive root, to dock off. To cut off. Right? What is it the scripture says about cutting someone off? Cutting off, being cut off from salvation. Your life is going to be cut short. Right? After all this time here, are people's patience becoming short? Yes. Yes, it is. People can't wait. As soon as they see this country fall, they're going to jump into action. And all these spy technologies that the people have against us, it's not going to mean anything. Because the word of the Creator must come to pass. So whatever they do is not going to help them. Okay, we know what harvest means. The season for gathering crops. To pick crops. To reap. What does pick mean? What? What does this mean? To pierce, penetrate, or break up with a pointed instrument. Sounds like a sword, doesn't it? To remove bit by bit. To remove covering or adhering matter from. You see that? Bulletproof vests, shields, bulletproof helmets. Anything that you could think of to keep them safe. A mountain, a bunker, a house made out of concrete. Nothing will help them. You understand that? So he's giving us all this information to make us feel to give us a lot of confidence. Right? You can't go into war with nothing but fear on your mind. Okay, to reap. What else does it say? To cut with a sickle, a scythe, or reaping machine. To clear of a crop by reaping. What a powerful verse. Right? Yes, it's a very, very powerful verse. Okay, so let's read that again, that verse, and see the greatness and the balance that the Most High has given to the planet and to his nation Israel. For thus said the Most High of hosts, the power of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. It don't say it might come. Possibly it might come. He says it shall come. So, we have to be mindful and prepare ourselves mentally. And you know what? After playing video games, I don't play video games, but looking at the people and how they play video games, our people, you should be somewhat prepared playing Call of Duty and all those other games that deal with killing. They actually said that's what made it easy for people to pilot the soldiers to pilot drones, because they set it up like playing a video game. So it's easy to kill. Just looking at a screen on a computer with a joystick and a fire button. Right? So, here we are. Watching and waiting. Okay? All right, so what else do we have here? Verse 34. Let's see, that's a pretty big verse. It actually probably just look like it because I have the strong numbers. Loaded up on there. But let's give a quick scan and see how much we would talk about. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a decent amount in there. So let me see. This is a pretty long teaching. A decent amount of time. And we'll stop here. And continue in parts, let's see, that was 7, 8, part 9. So until next time, I love you very much, and so does the Most High. And I pray that he bless thee and keep thee, and make his face shine upon thee, and give thee peace. Hallelujah.